This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The weekly Texas Rangers show. And our weekly Rangers guest is the great Joey Gallo. How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
Hey, man, doing awesome. Thank you for joining us. The Rangers show is brought to you by Ricos, the Rangers Rewards fan card. Score big with the card that delivers swag and experiences that Rangers fans really want. Apply today at RangersRewards.com. Okay, you know this question is coming. It's blowing up. We just got to get to it, hit it, quit it, and move on. The fascinating handshake you guys had the other day, it's something that's been going on for a while. What can you tell us about that hilarious kind of celebratory gesture that went down?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely just a joke. Obviously, kind of blew up a little bit, but something like we've done for a long time. Maybe not to that extent, but got caught on camera. So, sorry. We're apologizing to people that maybe took offense to it or took it the wrong way. It wasn't meant to be that. So, it's something we're not going to be doing anymore for sure. But, that's all it was. It's just a joke. Known him for 8 years, so it's the stories behind it. So it's just one of those things. But yeah, it kind of blew up a little more than we thought it would. But ready to move on from it.
Well, Joey, we will respect your apology, but I don't think you need to offer one personally. No. And I think it was awesome. But hey, man, people got to do what people got to do. So we will move on all this, and let's talk about what you guys need to do going into tonight's game, because I feel like I love the way things are going at the Globe and don't love things so much on the road. It's really, really early in the season. But has this impacted you guys going into this road game tonight, thinking, all right, things didn't go the way we wanted them to in L.A.?
Well, I mean, that's baseball. We didn't come into this thinking, hey, we're going to go 160 and two. Like, we know there's going to be rough spots and there's going to be series that we don't win and don't go our way. It's just about sticking, like we say, sticking to the process and just going out there and competing every day and trying to win games. But that's going to happen. You're not going to win every series. So we're excited to move on and get to Arizona and, hopefully win this series and come back home.
Man, it's super early in the season, but we love what we're seeing. It certainly feels like there is a new approach at the plate, and you talked to us about it in the spring. We've heard a lot of chatter about it, but it seems like guys are buying in. Are you noticing it? I mean, I know it's a short sample size, but can you actually see how different it is, the way that your entire team is approaching at-bats?
Yeah, it's definitely a different approach for everybody. Our game plan is a lot different. It's a lot more advanced than it used to be. We really talk about the pitchers before we face them. And we have a lot of veteran guys on our team who've seen guys before and kind of can give us, little insights. But the way we are looking at hitting in general is completely different. The stats we're looking at, the numbers we're looking at, there's a lot of, decisions. We call it, swings and decisions. So, we go off, every pitch you saw, did you make a good decision letting that pitch go, or did you make a good decision by swinging at it? And that's kind of what we're approaching, in terms of our offensive approach is. It's just about swinging at strikes and making the pitcher come into the zone, and eventually good things will happen if you do that. So it's not just the typical, how many hits do we get and how many runs do we score. It's a lot more in-depth than that, and I think that's great. It's kind of that new school thinking, and this gives us a different way of looking at the game.
Joey, do you think it's philosophically that different than what you guys were doing before? Or do you think it's just a timing thing? Or why is this difference happening now?
You're talking about in terms of just the way we're looking at things?
Yes.
Different staff. Woody, Louis Ortiz, our hitting coach, Calix Crabb, they came in and they kind of implemented that and said, hey, we're going to look at things a lot differently. And it, like I said, it's that new school thinking where it's not, it's more than just, you know, hits and runs and home runs. It's really about the actual approach and did you stick to that? So, I give a lot of credit to those guys. They came in and we didn't really know much about it. You know, it was just, you know, we always kind of wondered, like, you know, what are the Dodgers doing over there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, he came over and they're starting to implement that with us. And slowly but surely, it's, you know, we're starting to understand it and come along with it.
So Guzzi goes down with a hammy. Incredibly unfortunate. We know that's one of your closest buddies on the squad. What can you, before we get into how that impacts you or could have impacted you, I know you hate to see that for your buddy because he was off to a fantastic start.
Yeah, that's tough, you know, and that's, it's just one of those things, man. Like, day games are really tough. You know, they're fun to watch, but it's tough on the players' bodies, you know, especially after a night game. And, you know, it's one of those things that kind of come out and first at bat, you know, he comes out and hits a double and is trying to get to third and, you know, try to turn it on and something popped on him or his hammy or whatever. So, you know, it's tough to see that. And I was actually watching on TV. I was in the clubhouse and I came running out, you know, just to see if he's okay. But I was sitting that game. I thought I was going to have to come into the game as well. But, you know, I think he's mentally, he's strong and he works really hard as anybody I've ever been around. So I know he'll come back better than ever. But just a little setback and, you know, he'll be back on the field with us competing again.
So one of the things that's great about you is you can play pretty much any position. But that's also a little bit of a curse because at first, when Guzzi went down, the natural thought is, oh, well, guess what? Gallo's a phenomenal first baseman. You could just pop Gallo over there. But that's not necessarily fair to you and your development and being finding a home on the field. And so I'd love to get your thoughts. And I'm sure that you'll say, hey, I'll play any position they want me to. But help us understand when something like that happens, is it good for you to bounce around and move around or stay in one place? I mean, what is your preference?
Well, you know, obviously, like you said, it's the team ultimately decides where I'm going to play, and I'll play wherever they need me to play to help us win games. But, you know, on the same note, it is tough to move around. It is tough to focus on so many different positions when you're just still trying to find yourself in the league in general. You know, and I've really liked the outfield. I enjoyed playing the outfield, and so I think it's one of those things that's tough because, you know, when guys go down, you know, I'm kind of the guy that I can move around and help different positions out. But it does kind of change your approach to the game. It changes offensively. You know, you're more focused now on, you know, defense and, you know, what position am I going to play when I show up to the field? You're a little unsure. So it's obviously I would like to stay in one position and kind of grow in left field or in center field in the outfield and just kind of get better every day there and improve. But like I said, if the team needs me to move positions and, you know, play somewhere else to help the team win games, you know, I'm going to do that because that's what also I can bring to the table in terms of value is the fact that I can move around the field. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, I'm not against moving around for sure, but it is nice to have a home out there in the outfield.
Joey Gallo joining us on the Ben and Skin Show. So out there at Arizona, they have the turf that you guys are going to be having out at the new ballpark starting next year. I'm assuming you've been out on the field a little bit today. Were you thinking about that? What can you tell us about that experience?
I haven't been out on the field yet, so I can't answer anything. Yeah, I did it on purpose because I knew you guys were going to ask me. So I just waited.
Are you at least looking forward to getting out there and doing that?
I'm nervous. You know, it's going to be, you know, hopefully I'm it's going to be a nice surface and everything's going to go well. But I am excited a little bit to see what it feels like and to see how it plays out there. But we'll have to see, honestly. Like, I haven't been out there, so I'll have to let you guys know tomorrow or something like that.
Well, you can avoid all that if there's uncertainty by just saying, hey, man, got my first base mitt. I'm going back to being a first baseman now, right?
That's true. Well, I mean, then when Guzzi comes back, then I...
Well, just go to hit him some fly balls.
Yeah. Put Guzzi in center. There we go. He keeps talking about the outfield like he can go play it, no problem. But
all right,
we'll see. I don't think so.
Okay,
a little different than he thinks.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, but he's a confident young man. Okay, so Here's what was interesting about his hammy, and I heard somebody bring this up, and it was like, man, you see usually guys pull hammies, and they're either super fast or they're guys that aren't really flexible at all. I don't think he's either. He's not necessarily super fast, and he's incredibly flexible. Look at those stretches yeah. over at first. So isn't that random that he pulled a hammy?
Yeah, it was definitely surprising, and that's what I'm saying. He's the most flexible person I've ever met in my life. Like, no joke, more flexible than gymnasts than I've met.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's tough because it's the day game, you know. It's a night game. You know, it's a day game right after a night game, and it's tough. You don't get the same preparation for the game. You don't get the same rest. You don't get the same, you know, ability to go out and hit BP and run around and kind of get loose. So those day games are tough, man. They'll get you. So it was kind of our first one of the year, honestly, our first 1 o'clock game. So I think that might have a little bit to do with it. But, yeah, I don't know. It's definitely a weird injury for him.
So that was a bold claim. How many gymnasts do you know?
two or three.
Okay.
In high school, like you knew gymnasts. That's it.
Really. Yeah.
And from what I remember, Guzzi is much more flexible than
David. That's right.
It was a few years ago, but I'm going to go out on a limb there and claim that.
Well, man, you're off to a fantastic start yourself. Obviously, a couple of bombs in L.A. Tell us how you're feeling at the plate before we let you go, because it looks like you're feeling phenomenally.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling pretty good. It's been a great start. Obviously, as a player, you always want to get off to a good start, and I have so far. Just trying to be patient, you know. I'm learning every day. I'm trying to grow every day and take the experiences that I've had in the past and implement them now. And I'm just trying to be smart at the plate and swing at strikes. And I know if I make the pitcher come into the zone, good things will happen. And if not, I can just take my walks and get the first base that way and help the team that way. So it's been good so far. It's a long season, though. You know, it's only been 10 games. We got like 148 left, so we'll see.
Well, you're definitely buying in, and we can see the results. So much fun to watch you play the game. Hey, we appreciate you jumping on the show and for appearing on this week's Rangers Player Show. Joey Gallo will receive a $100 gift card to Pluckers, so you got some wings coming your way. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time, Joey. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Hey, thank you for having me.
All right, there
love
he goes.
I love you.
The great Joey Gallo. We love that man.